coming to you today from near the window, so it comes through loud and clear. It's yet another Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, and this is Skip Tillinghast. I'm impressed that you were able to find us, because this thrift store is definitely not on the map. Let's see who's on the docket this week. Some good old American pop slash rock with Paul Revere and the Raiders and Jan and Dean. We'll go a country mile to hear from such folks as the Leuven Brothers, Margie Singleton, and Merle Haggard. We'll remember the late Lloyd Price. Stevie Wonder, he had a birthday recently. And one of the Staples singers has died. We'll tell you more about that. And we've got recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, the Go-Go's Todd Rundgren, Tina Turner, and Billy Preston. And now it's time to do a big reveal on this week's kickoff act. Hey, Beach Boys, take us away.
We come on this loop, John B., my grandfather and me, around.
Open should you try? They don't care if you live or die, 'cause they're losers. What a shame.
Crying
I'm gonna
shame.
Show you to a brand new game.
Brand
girl,
new
you're
game.
Gonna have a good thing.
Good thing.
Good thing, baby. I won't tell you no, no, no lies. When I'm through, you realize. For the first time, it seems right.
Feels so
I'm gonna
right.
Stay right here tonight.
Stay
girl,
tonight.
You're gonna have a good thing.
Good thing.
Such a good thing, baby. Me, I'm nobody.
No one around to bring you down.
Well, groovy woman, girl, let me bring you to a
good, 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 good thing.
Such a good thing, girl.
I've just returned from our year-end awards, the Thrifties, where I was named Mr. Compromise. It's not my first choice, but I'm okay with it. Set number one of the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour is officially in the books, and we saluted an album turning 55 years old. It was Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys, and we heard the Sloop John B., revolutionary for its era, for the production, songwriting, and singing of Brian Wilson. Pet Sounds was said to have influenced Paul McCartney and the rest of the Beatles, as they set about laying down tracks for an album to be released in 1967, Sgt. Pepper's. Second in line, we heard from another group known for their soaring vocals, Paul Revere and the Raiders, singing Good Thing. Good Thing, also celebrating its 55th birthday, written by head Raider Mark Lindsay, along with producer Terry Melcher, whom we all know as Doris Day's son. And third in line, it was those All-American guys, Jan and Dean, singing about another mythical place that's right next to the thrift store, Surf City. Jan and Dean got their start before the Beach Boys, and it begs the question, did the Beach Boys copy elements of the Jan and Dean sound, or was it the other way around? Perhaps we won't try to answer that question today. It's better if we talk about something we can agree on, like playing more music. Here's one from the Leuven Brothers.
Time. is before me. I've got a broken heart to prove that by being good, like you say I should, all I ever did was lose. After looking at the evidence, I've made up my mind that it's only girls like me who lose. Cheaters win every time. Cheaters win, at least with me, that's how it's always been. While I sat back and played it straight, she cheated me out of him. So don't try to tell me that I win if I walk the line. As far as I'm concerned, a cheater wins every time.
I came here because I knew I'd be welcome, and because somehow you always understand. You seem to have a way with lonely people, and you always were my greatest helping hand. Now once again I'm here to take advantage, though I don't deserve the arms I left alone. I need to know there's someone who still loves me, and I need a shoulder to cry on. I overlooked the love you tried so hard to give, the love I never seemed to understand. I always stayed just long enough to hurt you, and what little love I gave was secondhand. Now once again I'm here to take advantage, 'cause once again the one I love is gone. I need to know there's someone who still loves me, and I need a shoulder to cry on. There's someone who still loves me, and I need a shoulder to cry on.
We have touched base with our research department here at the thrift store. They're studying whether one is really the loneliest number. You know, like in the Nielsen song. What they've discovered so far is that one is also the fastest number. Which makes sense, because you just add a G to one and it's gone. Another thing that's gone is our set this week featuring the big stars of Nashville, which we kicked off with the Louvin Brothers. Love Turned to Hate, the Louvin Brothers, Charlie and Ira. Ira Louvin, best described as a walking contradiction. Extremely talented singer, songwriter, and mandolin player. Ira also had a tough time getting along with people. Louvin Brothers ended their partnership, a very successful one, in 1964. Charlie starting a solo career. Fortunately, Ira passed away in a car accident in 1965, just a year later. We heard Hanging On courtesy of Margie Singleton. She's one of just a handful of country singers to begin their careers in the 1950s, who is still apparently singing and writing songs. Margie Singleton celebrating her 85th birthday last October. And it was recently the 5th anniversary of the death of Merle Haggard. We had Merle in there singing a song that he wrote and Charlie Pride took to number one, A Shoulder to Cry On. A recent study of country music lyrics cites Merle Haggard as the second most mentioned in the words of country songs. Number one, George Jones, Merle Haggard was second, and Lefty Frizzell was third. Who's on third? Wait a minute, what's on third? It's Lloyd Price to kick off our next set of music here at the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool. But over, over and over, I'll be a fool for you. 'Cause you've got
personality,
walk
with personality,
talk with personality.
Too many people have died. friend is blowing in the wind. Answers are blowing in the wind.
How many years can a mountain exist before it's washed to the sea? Yes, how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, how many times can a man turn his head, pretend that he just doesn't see?
Yeah, we're coming up on my dad's birthday. He's no longer with us. But he was a conjoined twin. His brother was my uncle on my father's side, twice removed. Our set began with Lloyd Price, Mr. Personality, native of Kenner, Louisiana, who died recently at age 88. He had the hit Personality in 1959, not only that one, but Lottie Lottie, Miss Claudie, which first got him established in 1952. And lest we forget, Stagger Lee. He also founded a club in New York City, Lloyd Price's Turntable. But after his business partner was murdered there, he distanced himself from the entertainment business. Lloyd Price was part of the group that organized Muhammad Ali's boxing matches overseas in Zaire and Manila, and was an inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. The Staples Singers brought us Blowin' in the Wind, that song written by Bob Dylan, didn't you hear? Bob Dylan's turning 80 years old this month, and we play that in honor of the late Purvis Staples, He was 86 when he died recently. Purvis apparently didn't do a lot of singing for the Staples Singers, but he was the one who convinced them that their music could move beyond gospel and tackle topics such as racism and social injustice. And in honor of Stevie Wonder's recent 71st birthday, we gift-wrapped one of Stevie's many hits, signed, sealed, and delivered. The legend of Stevie Wonder grew even larger in 2010. He was performing at the White House with Paul McCartney, and McCartney knocked a microphone stand over, and Stevie Wonder caught it before it fell. Now that's what I call having a sixth sense.
I came. Your goal.
My car doesn't want to stop anymore. But them's the brakes. Thrift Store Vinyl Hour, and we played some tunes in that last set. I don't know if you caught the connection, but all those acts have just been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, mind you, they're not the only ones inducted, but they all definitely had a connection to the vinyl era of music. Official ceremony isn't until next October, but hey, I'd love to see the Go-Go's perform. They've been deserving for a long time. Groundbreaking all-female act had such hits as We Got the Beat and Our Lips Are Sealed. And we played you a selection from their debut album, Beauty and the Beat, called Can't Stop the World. Todd Rundgren is finally into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he didn't have to buy a ticket this time. Producer, band leader, singer, songwriter. And we remembered his group Utopia by playing the song Cry Baby from Utopia's 1983 album Oblivion. Tina Turner, she had two careers. One with her ex-husband Ike and Tina Turner. They're already a member of the Rock Hall of Fame. Tina Turner was red hot again by the 1980s, not only hitting the big time with What's Love Got to Do with It, but also appearing in the movies. She was in Mad Max with Mel Gibson and had a big hit with We Don't Need Another Hero. Speaking of heroes, soul music and instrumental specialist Billy Preston will be inducted posthumously. He sang We're Gonna Make It, the flip side of his big hit Space Race, which we're hearing in the background. Billy Preston's prowess on the keys made him an honorary member of the Beatles when they were recording Let It Be. You can hear his licks all over the Let It Be soundtrack, especially on Get Back. Billy Preston passing away at age 60 back in 2006. We'll have to wait till October to raise a toast to Billy Preston and all the other inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Gala's music was black as night.
The grateful day, the windy mighty night. Jimi Hendrix, baby, believe me, set the world on fire. Yeah. His Majesty, Prince Jones, smile as he moved them off the ground. 10,000 electric guitars were grooving real loud. Yeah. You wanna find the truth in life? Don't pass music by. And you know I would not lie. No, I would not lie.
No, I would not lie. Down in Monterey.
Thank you. are moving with one another. Even the cops grew with us. Do you believe me? Hey! Down in Monterey, yeah. Down in Monterey, down in Monterey, yeah. Think that maybe I'm dreaming. Monterey! Monterey! Down in Monterey. Did you hear what I said? Down in
they couldn't
I've just been talking a few minutes with my middle child about the difference between Yogi Bear and Yogi Berra, both from the same era. And yeah, Hanna-Barbera probably stole Yogi Bear's name from Yogi Berra, but personality-wise, they couldn't be more different. We've reached the final stage of this edition of the Thrift Store Vinyl Hour. We had some more recent birthday celebrants to talk about. Eric Burden of The Animals. He recently turned the big 8-0. We heard Eric Burden singing all about one of the first big rock festivals, Monterey. And we had a spot for Cher in our final set. She celebrated birthday number 75. Cher brought us her second solo hit, 1966. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. And then we gave a shot to second-generation star Roseanne Cash, born in 1955 and the oldest of Johnny Cash's four daughters. She sang her remake of a Johnny Cash tune from back in the day, Tennessee Flat Top Box. And that does it for this week's show. We plan on doing it all again next time, only different. I'm Skip Tillinghast, and for everyone here at the Thrift Store, thanks for being a good listener.